And today, the U.S. promised to cut greenhouse gas emissions by more than a quarter, 28%, over the next 20 years. Today is the informal deadline for countries to make a commitment of emissions to the U.N. ahead of the finalizing of a treaty next December. But today's U.S. pledge is being closely watched. Will it jumpstart other countries? How will it be fulfilled? And is it all too little, too late? Alden Meyer is the director of policy at the Union of Concerned Scientists. And Alden, weigh in first in how other countries might be seeing the U.S. pledge, up to 28% cut. How big a deal is that?
Well, I think most countries see this as a fairly big deal, Robin, because the U.S. has been out of the game for a while, and under the Obama administration, we've started to make progress on reducing our emissions domestically. So I think other countries see this as a serious pledge. Obviously, we could do more if we had Congress in the game, doing something like a cap on carbon pollution like the Waxman-Markey bill 5 years ago would have done, or putting a price on carbon emissions. But I think everyone understands that's not going to happen under the current leadership of Congress, and so the administration is going ahead on its own.
Well, just since you mentioned Congress, some congressional leaders are actually fighting this. We have a federal plan, for instance, that federal buildings, which are the biggest emitters across the country, there's so many of them, cut their emissions. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, considering that two-thirds of the U.S. federal government hasn't signed off on that clean power plan and 13 states have pledged to fight it, our international partners should proceed with caution before entering this deal. So we're already hearing that there are those who will fight the deal that isn't even coming yet till December.
Well, actually, the opponents in Congress have been fighting the administration's clean power plan for quite a while now. That's nothing new. They're just projecting it out to an international audience. I think most people around the world understands that the Republican leadership in Congress does not believe we need to take action on climate change. It does not support the president's plan. But I think they're also coming to understand that under our system of government, the president has a lot of authority under existing laws that the Congress has already passed, things like the Clean Air Act or the Energy Policy Act, to move forward with regulatory rulemaking such as he's doing. And that is not an easy thing to undo once it gets going down the road.
Well, he also has executive action. Other countries have made their pledge, or the EU, for instance, many countries. And the EU outlined specific plans for transportation, energy, industry emission cuts. But the criticism seems to be that the U.S. is not being specific. How is the Obama administration saying it will reach that 28%?
Well, the plan is basically a summary of how the administration thinks the U.S. will get there. But if you look at the climate action plan that was unveiled by the president last summer of 2013 in Georgetown, it's very detailed and very specific. And, of course, they're moving forward on every element of that plan. It is going to be a heavy lift, though. Without Congress in the game, getting a 26 to 28% reduction over the next 10 years is by no means assured. It's going to take action not only by the president during the remainder of his term, but by future governments to get there.
Yeah, well, and that's why perhaps the Obama administration is looking at executive actions, the pollution limits on power plants, for instance. But so we have in December all these individual pledges from different countries that'll culminate, the hope is, into a larger treaty in Paris. What should we be on the lookout for?
Well, I think the question is, since we know that the proposals that are going to be put on the country by on the table by countries between now and Paris are not going to be sufficient by themselves to avoid the worst impact of climate change, we need to also see what the Paris Agreement says about the future process. How ambitious will countries have to be after 2015 and sharpening their offers? For example, we've seen tremendous reductions in the cost of solar, wind power, and other renewable energy technologies. If those trends continue, countries all across the world should be able to put forward more ambitious proposals in the years to come. So watching what Paris says about the process after Paris will be as important about the offers on the table going into Paris.
Well, people, many with your background, are saying, you know, it's too late. But then if you say that to try to inspire people to take action, maybe they won't because they think it's too late. What do you think?
Well, it's too late to avoid some of the impacts of climate change. We're already seeing those in sea level rise and increased storms and droughts in the West, for example. But it's not too late to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. And the kind of world that our children and our grandchildren inherit will depend entirely on what we do in the next few years and decades. And that's all to play for.
Alden Meyer, Director of Strategy and Policy at the Union of Concerned Scientists, thank you.
Thank you.